Chapter 1. Evacuate the White House. I ran through the West Wing to the Vice President's office, oblivious to the stares and concerns that brought. I had been at a conference in the Ronald Reagan building 3 blocks away when Lisa Gordon Haggerty called from the White House to say an aircraft had struck the World Trade Center. "Until we know what this is, Dick, we should assume the worst." Lisa had been in the center of crisis coordination many times in exercises, and, all too often, in the real world. "Right. Activate the CSG. On secure video. I'll be there in less than 5, I told her as I ran to my car. The CSG was the Counterterrorism Security Group, the leaders of each of the federal government's counterterrorism and security organizations. I had chaired it since 1992. It was on a 5-minute tether during business hours, 20 minutes at all other times. I looked at the clock on the dashboard. It was 9:03 a.m., September 11th, 2001. As I drove up to the first White House gate, Lisa called again. "The other tower has just been hit." "Well, now we know who we're dealing with," I said. "I want the highest-level person in Washington from each agency on screen now, especially FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration." As I pulled the car up to the West Wing door, Paul Kurtz, one of the White House counterterrorism team, ran up to me and said, "We were in the morning staff meeting when we heard. Condi told me to find you fast and broke up the meeting. She's with Cheney." Bursting in on the Vice President and Condi, Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor, who were alone in Cheney's office, I caught my breath. Cheney was famously implacable, but I thought I saw a reflection of horror on his face. "What do you think?" he asked. "It's an Al-Qaeda attack, and they like simultaneous attacks," I said. "This may not be over." "Okay, Dick," Condi said to me. "You're the crisis manager. What do you recommend?" She and I had discussed what we would do if and when another terrorist attack hit. In June, I had given her a checklist of things to do after an attack, in part to underline my belief that something big was coming and that we needed to go on the offensive. "We're putting together a secure teleconference to manage the crisis," I replied. "I'd like to get the highest-ranking official from each department." My mind was already racing, developing a new list of what had to be done, and done now. "Do it," the Vice President ordered. "Secret Service wants us to go to the bomb shelter," Condi added. I nodded. I would. And I would evacuate the White House. Cheney began to gather up his papers. In his outer office, the normal Secret Service presence was 2 agents. As I left, I counted 8, ready to move to the PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operations Center, a bunker in the East Wing. Just off the main floor of the Situation Room, on the ground level of the West Wing, is a secure video conferencing center. The video center is small and paneled with dark wood. The presidential seal hangs on the wall over the chair at the head of the table.